American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Can you believe it's that time of the week already again? Good heavens. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the Carr Firearms Group Studios, on the Lead Slingers microphone, all of it presented to you today and every day by X Insurance. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. I am Mark Walters, and I will be filling your prescription for freedom today for the next solid 3 hours. So buckle in. It's going to be a good one. A lot of things to cover in a packed lineup. A brief introduction so we can get to that packed lineup. And while there's a lot to talk about, no doubt, the latest murders at Oxford High School are on everyone's mind, as they should be. This is, or was, or is an ongoing, bizarre series of events leading up to another shooting at another school in America. Four dead students and several others wounded. Forget the gun grabbers and their predictable rants about your gun rights, as yet again, a series of events in hindsight is being examined that yet again shows us a chain of events leading up to the murders that should never have happened. We're going to examine that chain of events later in the broadcast in detail, and we'll cover it with each of our guests to get their perspectives today. But rest assured, as the county sheriff in Michigan, Mr. Bouchard, Sheriff Bouchard, said himself, and as he pointed out, there is no new law that would have stopped this crime, but rather full enforcement of the laws already on the books. And the sheriff pointed that out in great detail. We will talk about that on the program today. Make no mistake, though. Every single time some wacko makes global news in America, the call for your guns gets louder. Not just here, but across the pond. Piers Morgan at it again. Of course, we see this every time this happens. The difference here is not so fast this time because of that chain of events. And we will analyze that today in great detail. Joining me today is going to be Patricia Huff, coming up at the bottom of this hour from GunBroker.com. It's going to be Semi-Auto Sunday. We will be covering semi-automatic rifles and semi-automatic shotguns. Best sellers, top sellers on GunBroker last month, the month of November, because believe it or not, we're already 5 days into December. It's crazy, isn't it? We'll cover those top sellers from last month with Patricia. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News is back after a holiday weekend off. And Florida congressional candidate Martin Hyde from the 16th District down in the Sarasota. Sarasota, you're listening on AM 930, Tampa AM 860, covering that Manatee, Sarasota area where he is running. He will be here to join the discussion in the next hour. And we round out the show with a classic Armed American Radio roundtable. And we're going to get started right now with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, who joins us for a couple of segments. Let's get started. Alan, welcome to the program, my friend.
Good to be with you and your listeners, Mark.
Always a pleasure. Did you want to comment on the Michigan debacle, incident, killing again as we get going today? Did you want to mention that before we move on?
Well, I was glad the sheriff came out and said that no new law could have stopped this. And that's a good thing that he did that. It might help tamper down some of the more calls for more restrictions on our rights. But to be honest about it, I hate these tragedies. And most of them, like you pointed out, never should ever happen. There's so many warning signs and so many things askew, and there's so many ways to have stopped it before it happened that it's really disturbing.
You know, you're right, Alan. In this particular case, my friend, again, now I don't want to spend too much time on this with you because we have other things to talk about, but you are correct. We have the benefit of hindsight here, and the school right now has a lot of questions to answer because of what happened, and they're already doing damage control in advance because they know the nation is looking at this and thinking, why did this? This should have never happened. We saw the same thing in Parkland. We saw the same thing in Virginia Tech. We could go on and on. These, when you look, again, we're Monday morning quarterbacking. I get that. But when you look back in hindsight, you see these things crystal clear. Unfortunately, we don't have crystal balls prior to the event, so we have to look back in hindsight. Alan, there, you know, I got an embargoed press release. Am I allowed to talk about this today? Because this is pretty big stuff.
Well, it's embargoed for tomorrow morning, and unfortunately, your show's on Sunday. So I guess what we're going to say is that your listeners are going to get to have the information for listening to Armed American Radio before anybody else in America does. So we're going to talk about it.
Can I read part of this and then turn it over to you?
You can. My pleasure.
SAF announces Sig Sauer's precedent-setting double diamond sponsorship. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge deal. As we move forward and the fight continues, take a listen to this. You're getting it here first. This press release will not be released until tomorrow. The Second Amendment Foundation is proud to announce a sustained multi-year double diamond sponsorship by Sig Sauer to support our important programs and initiatives. This unprecedented commitment from Sig is simply awesome, said SAF founder and VP Alan Gottlieb, obviously sitting here with us today. To have this legendary company as our very first diamond or double diamond sponsor underscores the importance of our legal and educational efforts. I am both humbled and grateful at this level of support for our efforts to defend the right to keep and bear arms. Alan, I'm going to read the statement from Sig, if that's okay, and then get your response. It's an honor for Sig Sauer to contribute to the important work of the Second Amendment Foundation and join forces with their 700,000-plus membership to defend our constitutional rights to privately own and possess firearms. That came from Tom Taylor, the chief marketing officer and executive VP commercial sales at Sig, and he continued, "The Second Amendment is under constant attack, and the legal activism, education, and resources provided by the Second Amendment Foundation is absolutely essential to stopping the encroachment on our constitutional rights and ensuring that the Second Amendment is preserved for future generations." Alan, I've never heard of an involvement from a partner within the industry of this size. Tell us about this. This is groundbreaking and it's monumental.
Yeah, this unprecedented commitment from Sig Sauer is just simply awesome. It's absolutely amazing. It's the largest commitment of financial support the foundation has ever received from any industry partner. And I really want to I don't even know how to thank Sig for this because it is a humongous amount of money over multiple years to help with our legal action programs and our education programs and our outreach programs. And I just, I mean, and they had contacted me about this ahead of time. It was their idea. We didn't solicit the help from them. They're just realizing right now with our rights under such heavy attack and the work the foundation's been doing that it's about time the industry decided to help support the Second Amendment Foundation in monumental ways. And I'm really hoping that Sig coming forward and doing this is going to influence lots of other industry partners to come out and donate some money to us. Because a lot of our efforts really, you know, keep them in business. And it's about time somebody in the industry really appreciated that. And having Sig do it is monumental.
You know, you jumped in. That's exactly what I was going to say. My guess here is that with the company of Sig's clout and size, that we are going to see some additional response from other partners coming forward in the industry as well. And I don't want to knock the NRA here. That's not my intention to do that. But I do see a shift in funding as the attacks on our rights continue to grow. And I'm hopeful that the Second Amendment Foundation will benefit in ways that have never happened before. Because what this is going to do, Alan, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is going to enable us to find more plaintiffs to move forward in courtrooms across the country. To fight, as you say, to continue the fight one lawsuit at a time. Am I right there?
You are. And this commitment coming right now is important because we're planning on filing another new lawsuit, hopefully as early as next week. And this funding helps make that possible. So I really thank Sig and all their key employees. They called me to come down there. I met with them in New Hampshire. I got a good tour of their factory and got to meet with them one-on-one. And this isn't just quite giving us money. They're also giving us other support. They want to work with us on improving our social media the outreach and working with some of the people that work with SIG, who are key influencers on the internet. And so it's more than just money. It's a real partnership. And we've never had anybody at this level before that has been a Double Diamond sponsor ever. And it's just absolutely amazing. And I'm really just, I don't know how to thank SIG so much for this, but on behalf of all our supporters, members, contributors, I really want to reach out and thank SIG publicly, and so I'm glad I get to do it first on Armed American Radio.
And so am I. Believe me, I know that they're listening. And I got to tell you guys, I just got my letter before we go to a break from Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation, because I support Second Amendment Foundation monthly like you can. It's really easy to do. SAF.org. And at the end of the year, you start getting letters letting you know, hey, thank you for this monthly contribution as we move forward to the year's end and start another year. We're coming up in 2022 in less than a month. We'll be back. One more segment with Alan Gottlieb. A lot to cover. Don't go away.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. Hey guys, this hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. In its entirety, makers of the best AR, M4 platform rifles and AR pistols on earth. Visit DanielDefense.com for more info. Welcome back to the show. DanielDefense.com indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's MonsterCast Car Firearms Group Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom on this Lead Slingers microphone, bouncing across nearly 250 radio stations across the country. Great to have you with me. Remember that every bit of this is brought to you by X Insurance. We'll talk about that later in the program. We've got one more quick segment with Alan. This is the fastest segment on the program. So let's go right back to Mr. Gottlieb. Alan, welcome back. I want to let you put a final stamp on the SIG deal, if you would. And then I want to take you to some awards from the Gun Rights Policy Conference and then to Georgia quickly. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you again, SIG. It's really great to work with you, and I'm really proud to use your funding to help defend our Second Amendment rights. And every gun owner should know that SIG stepped up to the plate bigger than anybody in history.
You better believe it. That's a huge statement. Did you hear that, listeners? Bigger than anybody in history, the 40-year history, 41 or 42-year history now of the SAF. Alan, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. As you know, obviously, I am a proud member of the Board of Directors, longtime serving. Gun Rights Policy Conference awards are coming out now. Can I cover a few of these with you, and you tell us a little bit about that individual?
Yes.
The Grassroots Activist of the Year, Holly Sullivan. This is Connecticut, correct?
Correct. Connecticut Civil Defense League, an organization that's just done an awful lot of great work in the state of Connecticut, and Holly's the spark plug behind it, and Holly Sullivan is the Grassroots Activist of the Year. She's done an awful lot to defend gun rights. She's a forward thinker in policy, and I was really glad to see that she got it this year. She's been tremendous in her state and likewise helping out other state groups all across the country. And of course, we all know Connecticut has big challenges on our gun rights. She's constantly out there doing things in filing suits in Connecticut, dealing with the legislature. She's just absolutely tremendous spokesperson for our whole cause. And so, the Citizens Committee was really proud to be able to give her a Grassroots Activist of the Year award.
Yeah, let me shout a big congratulations to Holly. We don't talk about Connecticut enough. There's a lot going on up there. Behind enemy lines in a blue state. Congratulations, Holly Sullivan. Next one, Grassroots Organization of the Year. This one couldn't have gone to anybody better, the D.C. Project.
Yeah, the D.C. Project has been really, really active this year. It's mainly a group of women activists that are also working to protect the right to keep and bear arms. They've been up on Capitol Hill. They've been all over the country. They do a lot of media. And they're just, all grassroots. Not if I make any money off this. Their founder, Diana Mueller, has done tremendous work with this group. They sort of counter Mama's Demand Action, one of the Bloomberg-funded groups, very, very well, and take them head-on in the media. And so it's really great to give the D.C. Project, the Grassroots Organization of the Year Award from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms.
And that photograph of Diana sitting behind ATF nominee during those hearings, David Shipman was just absolutely classic. That speaks to how and what level the D.C. Project has penetrated politics in Washington, D.C. They are in there, they are in the offices, and they are at the hearings. Congratulations to Diana and the D.C. Project. Next, Affiliate of the Year, our friends down at Florida Carry.
Yeah, Florida Carry has been doing an amazing job, both again in the courts and in the legislature, in grassroots organizing, in the media, in the state of Florida. They're an example to all of our other affiliates around the country that the Citizens Committee has in multiple states. And so it's really great to congratulate Florida Carry nationally on your show as the Citizens Committee Affiliate of the Year.
We have a lot of folks in Florida listening right now. Congratulations to Florida Carry and the Florida Carry leadership and membership. Journalist, Second Amendment Foundation Journalist of the Year. This is a prestigious award from the Gun Rights Policy Conference at the from the Second Amendment Foundation. And that goes to Stephen Gutowski, founder of The Reload, formerly of The Free Beacon. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a well-earned award. And again, these awards here, first of all, are just some of them more and more coming out. With GRPC being virtual this year, we tend to give the awards out after the year between GRPC and the end of the year. This is a really good one I'm really proud to give to Stephen Gutowski as the Journalist of the Year. He's broken some amazing stories this calendar year, particularly when it comes to that ATF nominee that you just mentioned, Chipman. He broke a lot that helped sink that nomination. And so we all owe David Gutowski a great amount of gratitude. And the Second Amendment Foundation is proud to give him the Journalist of the Year award.
And he is a big fan of those Philly cheesesteaks. Stephen was on the broadcast with me last week. Thanks, Stephen, for everything that you do. Alan, with the time that we have left, I've gotten a lot of emails today to ask you specifically about Georgia. Obviously, we have a big fight coming up for governor, and it was just announced today. Fox News is reporting that inside sources are now saying that David Perdue, former senator from Georgia who lost to John Ossoff, has now tossed or will be announcing he's tossing his hat in the ring. These are huge dynamics in play because we have former Democrat turned Republican Vernon Jones. We've got Kemp being primaried from two outsiders now. What does this tell you with Stacey Abrams back in this fight? This is going to be epic, and no doubt the single most expensive gubernatorial campaign in American history. Talk to us about what you think is happening here. What does this mean for gun owners?
Well, Mike, let me just say my concern is. I'm not sure what it means yet at this point, but I have concerns. And my concerns are by splitting up and going to, you know, in the Republican Party, going to war in a heavy primary, spending lots of money in the primary, attacking each other. It's probably the beneficiary of this is Stacey Abrams, who's a sworn enemy of the Second Amendment. I'm also concerned not just of the governor's race in Georgia, but the Senate race in Georgia. Because if you get a lot of Republicans all upset that their candidate in the primary didn't win and they don't go out in a general election, it hurts soul rate, you know, Senate racing down ballot. I'm just concerned about, you know, attacking ourselves, so to speak. I wish this could be settled behind closed doors and one candidate would come out and be the nominee. I'm just very, very concerned that the beneficiary of this are anti-gun Democrats in Georgia. And then in the Senate race, you know, anti-gun Democrats can keep in control of the U.S. Senate. I'm very, very, very concerned about, you know, our House not being in order and a divided House gives the enemy a better chance to win. And that's my concern.
What do you say to those who say, well, even if Abrams wins, because with redistricting that the Republicans have just completed, the state houses here on both sides are going to stay red for at least the next decade. It's really not going to hurt us that bad if she wins.
Having somebody like Stacey Abrams in the governor's mansion in Georgia and giving the government resources to continue to organize and spew forth our anti-gun philosophy is not going to help us over time. Georgia is becoming more and more of a purple state all the time, and I just don't think that's good for us. But more importantly, my concern, since I don't live in Georgia, is that this affects the Senate, U.S. Senate race at the same time. Having a divided House on the Republican side, that means that a Democrat stays in the Senate, which could control the U.S. Senate nationally, which hurts us all on legislation all across the country, as well as all those court nominees that Biden's packing the court with.
And to all of those who think that it's not going to hurt us, it just means 4 or 8 more years of no movement on the pro-gun rights front. So rethink your position on that. Alan Gottlieb, we're out of time. Thank you, my friend, for everything that you do. Join us, ladies and gentlemen, SAF.org. And thank you to Sig Sauer and congratulations to all those winners. We'll be back on the other side after this with Patricia Huff.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Don't you just love Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason? Andy was on The Daily Show from the GunBroker.com studios on Friday. Greg, in Dallas, yep. Welcome. I haven't had a chance to welcome you in yet. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Don't you happy Sunday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Happy Sunday to everybody else. Except
don't
you.
Don't you just love Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason?
Oh, yeah. Andy's always a great guest, and he's always fun. He and I are always having combos off the air before the show gets rolling.
He's awesome. You know, he starts on Ops Lens, I believe, upcoming this week. For those of you, before we go to our next guest, my fan favorite and one of my favorite people on Earth.
Too.
Yeah, one of you. We talk about this all the time. Honestly, every time Patricia's on the show, we talk about this during the breaks and after the show, how much fun it is. But to those of you who are wanting to know when the show will be back up in the television studios and the video network studios. That is a work in progress. There are lots of pieces of equipment that we have to get to talk to each other to bring you an unbelievable experience, and we are working on that. So patience is a virtue, and when we're ready to rock and roll, you will be the first to know. Premium subscribers, if you want to join, will be the first to know before everybody else. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. All of this is being presented to you today by X Insurance here, and the studios, the Car Arm Studios here. Tomorrow will become the GunBroker.com studios. And let's go to GunBroker.com's Patricia Huff, one of my favorite people on earth. Patricia, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. Happy Sunday and happy Thanksgiving, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The holiday threw a kind of a wrench in everybody's mojo, you know? It did mine, and it just feels like we just got back. So I'm excited about this segment today, as I always am when we do these best of those sellers, the best sellers from the previous month. We're going back to November now, but these are semi-auto rifles and semi-auto shotguns, two of my favorite categories. Which can we start with semi-auto rifles new?
Let's do it. Yeah, rifles and shotguns. Let's do it.
Okay, because number five is such a great gun. The Ruger AARC. It's just a habit. The Ruger AR-556 is number five in semi-auto rifles for last month at GunBroker.
Yeah, that's right. And it's an AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle, which was introduced in 2009. And it's one of several 21st century AR-15 rifles to use gas piston operation. And I know he's talked about this before because it's been on the list before, but my favorite feature of the Ruger AR-556 is that the delta ring can be easily removed without tools or a vise. So it makes removing the handguard pretty easy.
And what is the price on this one? Because this is a popular look here. People love this gun.
And surprisingly, almost everything on both lists are reasonably priced. So I saw this one around 1 o'clock this afternoon at $270, no reserve.
At $270, no reserve. For those of you who might be new to the show, no reserve means when the auction is over, whatever the price is, it is selling for. The seller is going to let it go. That's what it means. There's no reserve. Number four, and this gun is getting more popular by the month, and it's the Kel-Tec Sub 2000.
Yeah, the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 folding pistol caliber carbine and sub rifle is offered in 9mm Luger and 40 Smith & Wesson. It has a great looking design and is an aesthetic masterpiece that it's a highly functional piece of engineering.
Extremely comfortable, and I will tell you this, listeners, the 9mm is the most popular configuration in the Kel-Tec Sub 2000. If you find it, grab one. Number three, Ruger, again, the PC carbine.
Right. The Ruger PC carbines are auto-loading semi-automatics designed for compatibility with Ruger's P-Series pistol 9mm and 40 Smith & Wesson gun magazines. And this compatibility simplifies logistics and enhances interoperability. And so currently there are about, 20 PC carbine models.
What is the price of this one?
I saw it today, $355, no reserve.
Okay, that's a really good price for that Ruger PC carbine, ladies and gentlemen. Head over to GunBroker.com. It's free for you. I don't know how we can do it any easier for you. It's free. Head over to GunBroker.com and sign up so you can get in on some of these if you're interested. Because if you don't see it on your shelves, you see it at GunBroker. You should see this list I'm looking at. My eyes are having to move to the ones we're talking about, but there's a plethora of beautiful firearms here. Number two, the Springfield Armory M1A, incredibly popular gun.
It is. It's so popular and hits number two on the list. The Springfield Armory M1A standard issue rifles are chambered for 308 Winchester. And these semi-autos are civilian legal modern versions of the U.S. Army's iconic M14 originals that were standard issue from 1959 to 1970. And Springfield debuted this civilian version in 1974.
I don't have this gun, Patricia, in my stable, and I really need to, because this is such a classic, because it is that civilian version. I think I'm going to have to do something about that, obviously. What is the price point on this?
So I saw it at $572.99 with no reserve.
All right, we're going to have to make a note to self to go look at this today, gunbroker.com. And number one, you know, sometimes this happens on the list, but we hopscotch here. Every other gun is a Ruger. This is a Ruger Mini 14, another wildly popular firearm.
I know, right? The Mini 14 was designed by L. James Sullivan and William B. Ruger in 1973. The Ruger Mini 14 is also derived from the M14 rifle, which we just discussed. And at the time, the Mini 14 was a smaller, more affordable version than the M14, and it quickly became a highly regarded replacement option.
All right, I'm going to move now to used. Number five on the list surprised me when I looked at it earlier today, because I would have thought it would have been higher up. But again, that's just me. It's the Colt M4 Carbine, an absolute classic, and it's a Colt. It's number five.
Sure. The Colt M4 Carbine is a 5.56 NATO air-cooled, gas-operated, direct impingement, magazine-fed, select-fire carbine. A mouthful there. And it has a 14.5-inch barrel and a telescoping stock, and it's essentially a lighter and shorter variant of the M16A2.
Price point on that. I know I can hear people asking right now.
Oh my God, it's such a good value right now. It's $355, wow. No reserve.
Wow. Yeah, because that with no reserve, that's huge, listeners, because this gun will sell for more than that, I can promise you. But still, at that price point, that's huge for the Colt M4. Okay, we talked about this one, but number four on the list used, again, Ruger PC Carbine. We've been there. Go ahead and comment on that. Do you have sales figures on these used by any chance?
Oh my gosh, I didn't look at how many had been sold, but it was but they were on the top for both new and used in the top five.
Not surprising. Number three, fantastic fire. I love this list. And this is the Browning BAR.
Yeah, the Browning Automatic Rifle, also called the BAR, is part of a larger series of light machine guns designed in 1917 for kind of shooting from the hip, which is a vital feature to soldiers engaged in trench warfare during World War I. The U.S. military began retiring the BAR in, the 1950s and was replaced by the M14.
And they were still wildly popular in Korea. I know an individual, God rest his soul now, a Korean War veteran that carried a BAR in Korea. They are fantastic firearms. I'm curious about a price on that.
Yeah, so $395, no reserve.
This is a civilian version, by the way. Don't go too
right,
crazy
yes.
here. But yeah, these are amazing firearms. Number two, the Ruger Mini 14. We talked about that. I'll let you say something about that real quick. And then we'll go to number one.
Yeah, so again, not surprised to see the Mini 14 on both lists. There seems to be a lot of demand for these Rugers all over both sides of this list. So again, not surprised.
Yeah, not surprised at all. We heard about the Ruger Mini 14. And number one is the Marlin 60. You've got 20 seconds. Go for it.
Okay, the Marlin 60 14+1 capacity 22LR rimfire rifle was developed in 1959 and put in production the following year, hence the 60 name.
We will be back with new and used semi-auto shotguns right after this. I love this, Patricia. Perfect timing. Hey guys, Mark here, and from listening to the program, that our partner, gunbroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at gunbroker.com. It's real simple. Gunbroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bersa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bersa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bersa. Bersa.com. Bersa.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Car Firearms Group Studios. The Lead Slinger's mic lit up for you. All of it presented to you today by X Insurance. Hundreds of radio stations tuned in across the country. New York City, how are you? Tampa, Florida, how are you? Omaha, Wichita, Houston, Seattle, Phoenix. We love all of you. Salt Lake City. There's so Minneapolis. I could go on and on and on, but I would be doing that 250 plus times. Great to be with you across the nation today. All of this, remember, presented by X Insurance. Please make it a point to visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com and support these amazing companies that support the right to keep and bear arms and the voice of the right to keep and bear arms, Armed American Radio. Let's go back to Patricia Huff. We've got to scoot right along, and we're going to move now to best-selling semi-auto shotguns, the new category. We're going to start with number 5. Patricia, welcome back. TriStar Arms Raptor. I'm not familiar with the gun.
Yeah, so some of these I was unfamiliar with, too, so it's interesting. The TriStar Raptor is a series of affordable semi-automatic shotguns offered in 12-gauge and 20-gauge, along with a 20-gauge youth model. The Raptor is a 3-inch gas-operated shotgun and features a highly durable molded stock and forearm with a zero-plane stock perimeter feel.
Interestingly, number four, it's almost like because I've seen this pattern develop before, where all of a sudden these guns just seem to pop out of nowhere. Number four is a TriStar Arms Viper G2.
I know. So the Viper line has three subsets and ascending levels of ornamentation. They're called wood, silver, and bronze. All are available in 12 or 20 gauge with 3-inch chambers, and the silver and bronze models are made in a 28 gauge with a 2 3/4-inch chamber.
What does that TriStar Arms Viper sell for? Because I noticed there are 9 of them available.
Yeah, so the Viper I saw earlier this afternoon at $472.75.
Okay, so reasonably priced, particularly for this market. Number three, and again, this is new, top seller last month, semi-auto shotguns, Arms Corps Rock Island Armory VR-80. This gun looks like an AR platform. Go ahead.
And we see this guy all the time. So the Arms Corps Rock Island Armory VR-80 is a modular gas-operated semi-automatic 5+1 capacity 12-gauge shotgun. This tactical shotgun is an exciting fit for those who enjoy the use of AR types. And when it debuted in 2019, it quickly drew fans for its impressive looks and features.
It is absolutely gorgeous. I see 6 available. What is this thing selling for?
So I saw $491.10 with no reserve.
With no reserve. That's key, listeners. No reserve. I'm making notes while I'm talking. I want to go back and look at that one. That's a very cool firearm. Number two, no shocker here at all, but it's a Beretta A300.
Yeah, the Beretta A300 is a reliable, high-quality, gas-operated, semi-automatic 12-gauge single-barrel shotgun built around a 3-inch chamber and 24, 26, 28, and 30-inch barrel lengths. It features a durable, movable choke steel alloy barrel and a self-cleaning piston.
Beretta A300, number one. Get this. I love this. Beretta A400.
Right. So the Beretta A400 is the very first semi-automatic shotgun to be manufactured by the Italian company, featuring an innovative wood stock with an integrated kickoff plus technology that reduces recoil up to 50%. So both the line and the checkering of the pistol grip and the handguard have been redesigned for superior shooting comfort.
And it's a Beretta. Company's well over 500 years old. Nothing but quality. Number five, and I only see 2 of these, but this was a seller, the top sellers in November, but they're available now still, and the Browning A5 is number 5 and used.
Yeah, that's right. We've seen the Browning A5 on these lists repeatedly. The Browning A5 shotgun lineup has been repeatedly tweaked and upgraded over the years. The result of all the hard development and years of experience is what Browning calls the planet's most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader shotgun.
That's a hell of a claim, because there's a lot of claims there, right?
Yep.
But Browning knows what they're doing. Price on the Browning A5, as far as the bids are concerned?
$501 new reserve around 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, that gun's going to go up in price. The Beretta A400 is also number 4 in the used category. If that's okay, we'll move on from that, unless you wanted to add something to it.
Nah, we already talked about that one.
Okay, FN American SLP is number 3 in used, and there are several of them out there on auction, 12 of them.
Yeah, and so I don't know this gun very well, but the FN-SLP gas-operated 12-gauge semi-automatic shotgun debuted in 2008, and it is immediately apparent that this matte black 18-inch barrel firearm is engagingly ultra-modern. The capacity is 6+1, which the SLP can fire in under a second. And so for good reason, American Rifleman magazine named it the 2009 shotgun of the year.
In 2009, it's a gorgeous firearm. I'm trying to blow the photo up here, and I'm having difficulty doing that. I don't want to lose my place as we move up through the list here. But what is the price? This is gorgeous. What is the price on this?
Okay, so this is the most expensive one on the list today, and it was $11.99, but no reserve.
It's the one it's the most expensive. Of course it is. That never fails me. Number two, of course, is the Beretta A300, which we talked about in the top in new. No shock with that whatsoever. And number one, zero shock in this one. One of the best I know of, and that's the Remington 1100. And this has been on our list before in the past.
Oh, yeah, lots of times. So the Remington Model 1100 auto-loading shotgun is ridiculously popular with trap, skeet, and sport shooters because it hits the bullseye on price, reliability, availability, and features. The type originated as a gas-operated 4-plus-1 capacity 5-shot arm introduced in 1963. Remington made millions of them before the company filed for bankruptcy in 2020 and shuttered operations.
What is a price point on this for used?
Yeah, so I saw it at $305, no reserve.
Oh, that's going to go up, I think, on the Remington 1100, no doubt.
Yeah.
Boy, what perfect timing. I've just been told we have 30 seconds before we have to cut this hour out. The timing was perfect. Patricia Huff, gunbroker.com, thank you for being here. And I love this. I always get a ton of email every time you're on the program, and I love it. Thanks for being here with us live. We appreciate it very much. And thanks for everything that you do at gunbroker.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we make it so easy for you. Gunbroker.com, it is free. Just put your email address in there, join gunbroker.com, and you can peruse over 1.5 million auctions, and over 7 million of you already do that. Thank you, Patricia, for being here. We'll talk later this week, I'm sure. We're going to come back at the top of the next hour. AWR Hawkins, we've just been told, is on a flight. He's having some trouble getting a shuttle. So Greg and I are going to cover some of the work he's done over at Breitbart News, fighting for your right to keep and bear arms. And there's a lot of work he did this week. Kind of sad that he's not going to be here, but if he can swing it, he's going to make the call. If not, you got Greg and I. You never know. Maybe we'll impersonate one another. We're not going to, but it would be fun to do. AWR Hawkins won't be here, but Greg and I will be coming up the next hour, and then Martin Hyde. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast will continue in just a few moments. We'll be back on the other side of the hour. Enjoy the rest of your 6 minutes. Get some popcorn and buckle in. A whole another hour coming up. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact gel made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.